is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, my friends in California, my friends in Canada, my friends in Texas and New York and wherever you are. Thank you. I don't care what country. I don't care what city. Thank you for being here. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've talked about a lot over the past 2 hours. Where have you been? Allegations of sexual assault against Justin Tucker. Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat. They're saying he might have been on a gambling fix a couple of years ago. He's being investigated by the feds. We just talked about the NBA All-Star Reserves. The Pro Bowl is going on in Florida. Yeah, the NFL Pro Bowl. Who gives a damn, right? Who cares? Merrill Hodge joined us. Did I mention that? Yeah, former Steelers Iron Man, former running back, NFL analyst. He came through to talk to us about the Super Bowl. Cam Newton had some interesting comments. Cam Newton said, yeah, I'd pick and keep my Super Bowl. Or excuse me, he lost in the Super Bowl. He said he would keep his MVP, individual award, over winning a Super Bowl. What a surprise. We talked about the Eagles. Nick Sirianni saying, man, stop trying to make up stories about the Eagles and my relationship with Jalen Hurts. And we have so much more to do. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you so much to people checking us out live on YouTube. Yes, you can watch live on YouTube. All you have to do is go to YouTube and punch in the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call up, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, hopefully for good, hopefully you aren't arguing with strangers, not wasting your damn time. But if you are wasting your time, waste it with me. At JR Sport Brief. Speaking of a waste of time, I'm sitting here in the studio watching the Pro Bowl games. Okay. Like, I see Jahmyr Gibbs. He's running a race. I see Michael Parsons. He's running. I see Eli Manning. I see Peyton. I see C.J. Stroud wearing shades inside. It's just, Hickey, did they play dodgeball yet? I guess that's the most important question. Did they do that yet?
To quote what you said before, who cares?
Oh, boy.
I'd rather watch Hawks, Cavs, honestly, than the Pro Bowl games.
Oh, what is that on? Max?
TNT, well, yeah.
Okay, let me find it right now. Thank you for the reminder.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Wait. The Hawks don't have no players. I don't know
exactly.
If I want to.
Exactly, and I'd still much rather watch the Hawks and the Cavs than players playing whatever, dodgeball, ping pong, racing, you name it. No, thank you.
The Hawks have allowed 68 points in the first half. It's 68 to 62 is what I have in front of me. Oh, my God. Hickey, I watched them I go see them in person. Hickey, at one point, the Atlanta Hawks, somebody was sitting next to me. I said, everybody's hurt. Hickey, they had three white guys I've never seen in my life on the court. And I said, oh yeah, this is not gonna go good for them. This is not gonna go good. So I'm pretty sure Trae Young is just gonna do everything tonight. He's gonna need a cigarette by the time this game is over. Hickey, you know what? I'm gonna switch back to the Pro Bowl games because at least that's a novelty. I can see the Hawks anytime. I'm not watching this crap. I see it right in front of my own eyes all the time. I'm gonna look at these Pro Bowl games and see how interesting it could be. Man, this stinks. So on Sunday, is it Sunday they're going to do flag football, right?
I'll be honest, I have no idea. Yeah, I didn't even know that the Pro Bowl game started tonight, to be all honest with you.
Yeah.
I've tuned it all out.
Yeah. It's today. I think there's something tomorrow. They play more mini games tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we get the glorious, these guys are speed walking. Okay.
Exciting.
It is. 2'5", 280-pound men speed walking. Okay. Yeah. No. They're going to play flag football. I'll make sure I'll have a beverage while I watch. Maybe. A few beverages? Nah, Hickey, it's not worth it. Oh, these are the Bosas, both of them? Hickey, did they wear the same number? Did you know that?
I never thought about it, but now thinking about it, yeah, they both were 97.
Yeah, they do. That's what I realized. I was like, wait, these are Bosas. Okay. Yeah, who wants to see the Bosas speed walk in a competition? Great. 855-212-4227. Brandon is here from Alabama. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon?
What's up in the AJR? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Ain't nothing going on out here. Just sitting on Peach Street.
Oh, yeah. You know what's up. Hickey, got a question for y'all, too. Man, what happens if Mahomes' three-peat gets stopped by an NFL quarterback that does not throw a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Nothing, Brandon. He loses. I mean, we've seen the offensive line of the Eagles. We've seen the rushing attack of the Eagles. And whether it happens to be a tush push or it's Saquon Barkley bouncing off defenders like a pinball, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I just think Allen and the Bills proved that you could run all over Kansas City. Because, you know, Pacano, he's going to blitz on third down. I mean, if Jalen can just get it to Devonta, I mean, he can rip that A like Alabama, right? Let's go. Bama, Georgia, and the Eagles, JR. What you think?
Well, the Eagles are full of bulldogs. We know that much. Thank you, Brandon, for calling from Alabama. No, I don't think there's no shot to the bow of Patrick Mahomes if he loses to a QB who doesn't throw an interception or, excuse me, a touchdown. Like Jalen Hurts. Well, I think they're going to limit. This is going to be a ball control game. And we heard this from Merrill Hodge, just said this when he joined us. Ball control. But let's also be honest. If you're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, you want to keep the ball away from you want to run the ball. And this is what the Eagles do better than anybody. I mean, outside of the Baltimore Ravens and the attack that they have with Lamar Jackson and also Derrick Henry, who has a better rushing attack than Philadelphia? And that line. They're going to try to dominate the ball so Patrick Mahomes never sees it. Now, is that going to happen? I don't believe so. But if Patrick Mahomes loses, what, a knock to his legacy? Remember how people were so up in arms about Mahomes and his future and what he was going to be and what he wasn't and, oh, he'll never catch Brady, and he still may never catch Brady. But when he lost to Tom Brady, people were like, oh, he'll never catch his legacy. And here we are, what, 3-4 calendar years after the fact? We got people calling up going, man, if he three-peats, is he now better than Brady? Like, sometimes you just got to let things play out and not jump to conclusions. In a rushing game, the run game is very important. I told you, Merrill Hodge, he joined us in the last break. And I want to replay one of his comments that he made. I specifically asked him about running and rushing the football and how it can lead to success. And he said, JR, every team out here winning, they got a running back. Listen to this.
Teams that want to win, you just go take Detroit, Baltimore, Philly. Shoot, even Kansas City has run the ball more, and they do it differently. But they've done that a lot more. Buffalo added the running game a lot more into it. Teams that want to win and are going to win a championship have to have that phase. They just don't. You can't win by being one-dimensional in our league, because – at any point, they can take something away for you. That's why you have to have a lot of phases to your team. So I think Philly probably is a great example of 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, what'd they have? One of the best rushing attacks in football. Got rid of that. What'd they have? They didn't have the same type of team. So they knew that they had to go back to that. That's why they went and got Saquon, and they got back to that commitment to running the football. And where has it led them? To the Super Bowl again. So that is always misled. I think people talk about that, you know, it's a passing league. It's not a passing league. The passing league has expanded, but you have to have that other phase and be able to run the football if you're going to be a championship team.
Yeah. Look, we still get treated like this is a video game. And I think it's going to continue to change. And he makes a great point. The top teams, the best teams, they got a rushing attack. But the majority of these NFL squads, I mean, we see that the running backs are just interchangeable to a certain degree. the running, if we historically think about it, if we go back 50 and 60 plus years now, the running back was the centerpiece of a team in an offense. You give him the ball and tell him go to work, and now it's the quarterback. Hey, man, drop back, make it happen with your feet, throw it around. I mean, Washington, as Merrill pointed out, you think about their rookie quarterback. This man rushed. He was their leading rusher. Like, I don't want my rookie quarterback, who is an amazing passer, I don't want him to be the top rusher on the team. Like, I get it. You got Robinson and Eckler there as well, but you do want to kind of diversify that. What do I know? I'm not Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not no offensive genius. 855-212-4227. Colby is here. Colby is here from Minnesota. What's up, Colby?
Who do you predict in the Super Bowl?
What did you say?
Who do you predict in the Super Bowl?
Oh, who do I predict?
In the
Super Bowl. Hey, how old are you?
21.
Okay, thank you. All right. That was interesting. Hickey, how many beers can he buy? How many beers can he buy? All of them?
All of them. He's 21.
He's 21.
He would never tell a lie on the radio, that's for sure.
He would never lie on the radio. Okay. I think I've heard that one before. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Listen, kid. I called him kid because he's a kid. We got a whole week. We got more than a week to talk about the Super Bowl and my prediction. Well, I'm going to give that to you next week. I think you can go ahead and wait just a little while, okay? Just hold your breath and I'll be back with that next week. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. On a quicker break, on the other side of this break, you know, somebody called about a change to the NBA All-Star Game. I'm like, okay, whatever. We just talked about how miserable this stupid Pro Bowl is. I saw the Bosa brothers in a speed walking competition, I guess is what you call it. I told you that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NFL, or excuse me, NBA, mixing up my commissioners. Adam Silver has a thought to change how the NBA, how the game is played. I'm going to tell you what he said. As a matter of fact, I will allow you to hear it. And then you can draw your own conclusions about whether or not this would be a good change or a bad change for the league. I'll give you a teaser. I think this would be stupid. We'll hear what Adam Silver had to say about the league on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, we talked about the NFL Pro Bowl games. The NFL players are having a relay race. Yep. Haven't seen one of those since, I don't know, third grade. Field day. It's been a while. Hickey, did you do field day in school? Do you ever have that?
Oh, yeah. Every year, my favorite day of the year.
Did y'all win any? Like, what was the point of that? We never got anything at the end. Just, hey, y'all do this outside. And I don't, were there awards? I don't even remember.
The big award was not going to class and spending the entire day outside. They, at least for us here in the Northeast, did it like one of the last days of school. So like early June to mid-June.
Wow.
So it's nice out. End of school is near. Vibes are high. So like that was the prize of just getting out of school.
Wow. Yeah, it was so long ago, I don't remember. They had us outside in the, well, I don't even know what you call it. Not the play area. I don't know.
Like recess? Would you have a parking lot? Did you have a grass field?
There was a playground.
Playground?
We had a playground. There's no grass. We had a playground, and then it was we had bases and stuff. I don't know. We used to play kickball. Yeah, we had outdoor space. Certain things are fuzzy, man. It's just I can't remember details of some things anymore, you know? I guess, is that what happens when you get older? Like I can remember details of certain things, but I just I couldn't tell you the name of my first grade teacher anymore. I can't. You remember all your teachers' names?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I know my third grade teacher's name. Second grade.
I remember her. She was hot, man. I remember my hot teachers. I had a hot, had a hot teacher in middle school and in elementary school. I remember them. Yep, I do. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you what I was getting ready to
So are there any middle school reunions that you're aware of that your school do? Sounds like middle you'd be interested school? In going.
No, I do
elementary
know.
Elementary school?
I do know a student who has maintained a relationship with the middle school teacher. So
Maintained?
Not that type of relationship. Not the one that you see on the news, okay? Not that type.
Look, some people are okay with that. Age is just a number.
That will get you put in prison, Nicky. Okay.
I'm not saying I would never do it.
That's something that R. Kelly said, right? Isn't that what he made a whole song about that.
Wow.
He gave it to Aaliyah. God rest her soul. Yeah. Well, that's what the Pro Bowl looks like. Looks like field day. Except for these are 300-pound men running around doing all of this ridiculousness. Look, when times get tough and people don't care, you got to switch things up. It's amazing. Every single league has adjusted its All-Star game. Every league. The NHL has done it. Their weekend, they switched it up. Major League Baseball, yeah, they did that whole stupid have an impact on the championship, the World Series. Thank God they don't do that garbage no more. The NFL has scrapped the game. The NBA has scrapped its game. It's now doing a four small teams against each other. It just, sometimes you got to change, and that's the way the world is, right? If people don't accept and they're not willing to watch a traditional product, do something different. It's an exhibition. Make it fun. Make it exciting. And so even in the traditional sense, look at all the stupid rules that baseball has changed and implemented. Pitch clock, no problem with that. I personally don't like the new rule where now you only got a limited amount of times you can throw over to the base. I hate it. I hate the whole idea of a ghost runner and extra innings to get the games over. There's a lot of things I don't like. But they don't make the game just for me. They make it for future generations. Things change. The NFL wants to expand its season again to 18 games. And so the latest adjustment in professional sports comes from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA. He was having a chat with Dan Patrick. And he actually said they want to shorten NBA games. Now, I don't think that's a problem. It's how he wants to do it that I go, don't do it. Listen to this.
And I'm probably in a minority. As we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of four 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, you know, I think that a two-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits. I don't think people in arenas aren't asking us to shorten the game, but I think as a television program, being 2 hours, that's Olympic basketball is 2 hours, you know, college basketball, of course, is.
Yeah, but if you minutes. Like it, I'd say it has kind of a little bit of a push there.
Yeah, it's such a dramatic change to the game. I mean, I think something like that would have to be talked more about.
Oh, man. Adam Silver, he put it out there publicly. Oh, there's a reason. The NBA, Adam Silver would like to see games shortened from 48 minutes to 40 minutes. And he's damn right. If I'm at the basketball game, if I'm at the arena, I'm trying to enjoy myself. I mean, we've already seen baseball games be shortened. And it's like by the time you sit down at a baseball game at the stadium, you sit down, you get up, the game is over. Like they're forcing the games to speed up. Well, because let's face it, baseball is slow. Basketball can improve the length of a game, but they don't got to chop us down to 10 minutes a quarter. They got to chop down some of these ridiculous long-ass reviews at the end of a game. Like, I paid to sit here and watch a basketball game, not look at the referee decide whether or not a basketball is inbounds or out. Like, use technology to figure that out. Like, we don't got to spend 20 minutes figuring out a foul. Like, I'm all for speeding up a basketball game, but to actually have action, not inaction. And I get it. There's a lot of money invested into advertising, and we got to have the timeout, and we got to slam and jam commercials in here, put it you know, a time on the court for sponsors. But you can speed the game up. If I want 10-minute basketball, yeah, I wait for the Olympics. Yeah, I'll watch the Euro League, the guys who no longer are in the NBA. But in an NBA game, just kill off the stupid dead time. Give the referees better glasses or use technology. It's really that simple. Don't shorten NBA games. Make them faster and easier to watch. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, what are your thoughts? Should they chop down these games, man?
No, I don't think length is an issue. Like, that's with any sport. Like, people, I think now with people's viewing habits, right, everyone always thinks shorter the better. I think just people will consume good content, period, whether it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. Like, I think if it's good, people will watch and or listen. So if you're the NBA, I think you should be focused more on what will bring people to the TV screen more frequently, have them stay there. I don't think it's less basketball. I think it's, like I said, just how it's presented, whether it's, I mean, would you consider, do you think it's radical enough to implement the Elam ending? To where instead of like Hack-A-Shaq and fouling and all these timeouts, you're just playing basically normal basketball until someone hits a target score.
You know what? To be honest, I don't even think we get that as much anymore. Like playing a foul game, I don't think we get, and that can even be sped up. Like, there's so much. Who's the guy? Oh, Victor, not Victor, the other Nigerian brother from Europe, Giannis. Like, how much time does he need to be shooting free throws? Does Giannis Antetokounmpo really need, I don't know, 50 seconds in a violation? Like, those are the type of things that we can speed up if we know Giannis is going to get fouled a million times because he can't shoot at the line. I'd love to see the game stay the same. I like the strategy of it, which is why I don't like some of the rules that have been adjusted in Major League Baseball. The fact that the American and National League is basically the same damn thing, it takes away some of the intricacies. I think you could still have some of the minutiae and some of the details without, you know, stripping things away. You can speed things up. Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the pitch clock, but I understand it being a necessity in a world where, hey, time does matter. Well, baseball isn't a pastime anymore. People have so many options, like TikTok. So I'm not a fan of an Elam ending. Just speed things up. I mean, we got, and LeBron has said this, we got a whole replay center in Secaucus, New Jersey. This is the media home. They actually send the refs there. By the way, the refs go there. So the same refs that you see on TV in the arena, they don't just get sent around to games all over the country. The refs have to do shifts at the replay center. We can't speed this up for all of the cameras that we have, for all of the modern technology. I mean, damn it, I get emails from technology companies who work with these professional leagues who say, hey, JR, can you talk to our executive because our technology can do this on the court? And it can make the game easier. And then we do this and we do this and we do this. And it's just use the technology to speed things up. Use what you have in front of you. You don't need to look at, you know, 30 seconds. It's an ongoing joke for anyone who doesn't watch, you know, basketball or football. They go, if there's only 30 seconds left in the game, why does it take 30 minutes? And more so in basketball. So, Hickey, you want an Elam ending? I don't want that. I don't want it.
I'd be intrigued by it. I think maybe, I guess, college basketball could use it more than the NBA. I think it'd be intriguing. Also, another idea is, like, in terms of viewership, like, is player, I would argue player movement is not great.
Well, one thing that I've heard is to eliminate the 3-second violation. So people can stand and park themselves in the lane, and that would kind of allow more movement somehow, some way. That goes to the 3-point thing. No, wouldn't that be tied together, you believe?
I mean, I don't know. Do you, like, I guess when I watch the NBA or just basketball in general, I don't have an issue with how it's played, do you? Like, I don't think there are too many threes or the style of play is repetitive or boring.
Sometimes I look at the shots and I go, why the hell did you got air and opportunity in front of you. Like, it just goes against, you know, what you're taught, because like instinctually you have a higher percentage shot if you go to the basket. Why, if you're running a fast break and it's you in the basket, why are you pulling up for three? Hickey, I want to step onto the court and slap the guy in the back of the head. Like, why are you not going in for a layup? You know, and if you're going to get attacked on the layup, then dump the ball out for a three, but take the higher percentage shot. I just sometimes, yes, watching these guys take threes is mind numbing. I think it has slowed down a little bit over the past few years. Guy, and I get it. You got a guy. Victor Wembanyama's taking 9 threes a game. He's 7'4". LaMelo Ball, I don't even know how many threes he takes a game. Has to be, you know, more than 10 plus. And I could deal with less threes, man. I could. Sometimes there's small intricacies. Like watching Jokic play, and I've seen him, I've been fortunate, I've seen him play here twice in Atlanta. He only comes once a year. He looks like a basketball god out there, Hickey. Like, he plays so much different than everybody else. And yes, he's an all-time great, and there's still people that have to get adjusted to even hearing that. The way he controls the game, the way he plays, the shots that he takes is so fundamentally sound. He's not doing dumb and stupid things. And I think when you got so many players who've come up, and let's be real, in 2025, the majority of the guys in the league, especially the younger guys coming in, they've watched Steph Curry. They probably think they're Steph Curry. And they've been told they're the best thing since sliced bread, and they're the best and this and that. But you're not Steph Curry. And so I could deal with a system change. That's why it's nice to see somebody like Wembanyama, even though he's taking threes. And hopefully as he gets a little older, he goes a little bit closer to the basket when he has some weight on his ass. I don't know. I just speed the game up at the end. Don't change nothing. And I think naturally things will evolve on the court. I hope.
The last thing I want to throw by you, is it as simple as if the players care, we care?
If the players care, we care.
Because there is a notion, right, that the NBA regular season doesn't matter. That's maybe more media and fans than players. But like, I'll speak for myself, watching the Knicks. The Knicks have been electric this year. Like, I don't care if the game is 5 hours long. I'm watching.
They play hard.
Right. They play hard. They care. They play with passion. It's a lot. I mean, they're also good, so that helps, obviously. But like, is it as simple as if you're Adam Silver, how do we get, I know they try with the NBA Cup, like, how do we get players in the middle of January to still play hard, play number one, and then play hard and have some passion? Like, I think that translates through the TV. That makes it more must-watch than shortening the game by 8 minutes.
I agree with you. There's an apathy there. And I think you're correct. Because when you have more of a conversation around a Joel Embiid who is not playing or never plays, or you have a Jimmy Butler who's trying to force his way into more money. He's making $47 million this year. He's making $52 million next year. And he don't want to play because he doesn't have more guaranteed money coming his way. It's a turnoff. And it's certainly a bad look for the league. And so it comes across as apathy. We could look at Ben Simmons. For all the issues that he's had with his back, the larger issue with Ben Simmons is, man, you were afraid to take a layup because you thought Trae Young was going to foul you or block you. And so you're afraid to take a shot and a free throw, and now you don't want to play and you want to be traded. And so some of these stories, it's apathy about not caring. And they make so much money. You know, our caller last hour had brought up, hey, let's just do a quick, you know, 5-on-5 and make it fast or whatever. And it's just like, yeah, bro. There's no incentive because they make so much money. So much money. There's zero incentive for them to go, I'm going to do what? To potentially get embarrassed in an all-star game? I'm not doing that. And in the regular season? Come on. I told you, Terry Rozier, this man is averaging 12 points a game. He's currently under investigation by the feds to see his connection to gambling, to see if there is a connection with gambling. Terry Rozier is in the middle of a $96 million contract. I would think and hope in his life he doesn't have a care or worry, you know, in the world. Man, 12 points off the bench, 96 mil, piece of cake, right? This money is flying. flying. And so, yeah, Hickey, if the players played hard, if they, and a lot of them, if they came across as more relatable instead of this kind of laissez-faire attitude, I think you would. And I hope maybe in another generation with who's the next star? Victor Wembanyama? Anthony Edwards? I don't know. Is Cade Cunningham going to turn into something? Who's, quote unquote, reaching out to touch, you know, the next generation? I don't know who that is. No idea. You got these European guys out here, too. I don't know. Maybe Jokic is too old at this point. People have completely been turned off by him. So we'll see. But shortening games, no solution. I don't think so. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'd be disappointed if the NBA just started chopping off minutes. Because let's be real, these guys don't play as it is, some of these stars. When we come back, I'm going to get some more of your calls. And speaking of money and contracts, it looks like a losing quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, he might be in store for a new contract. And speaking of contracts, as we talked about baseball, even the Yankees are like, man, we can't keep up with the Dodgers. We're going to talk about that, get some more of your calls and more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you before the break, NBA Adam Silver floated an idea. It may never happen, maybe not anytime soon, about the NBA shortening games by 8 minutes, taking quarters from 12 minutes to 10. And I'm saying, no, don't do that, man. Just speed up the game at the end. We don't need all the reviews. And let's speed it up. Save time that way. Then we talked about other ways to improve the league and the game. And there's a financial incentive for everybody. What else is new? Ultimately, the players make so much money. Like, I think it's difficult to make them show up and care. I think it's just how things are. And then I had mentioned that earlier today, we had learned of a certain quarterback who plays for the Buffalo Bills who might be on his way to his own pay raise, even though he just lost the AFC Championship game again. Even though he just lost in the playoffs again, a fourth time to Patrick Mahomes. And that's Josh Allen, someone who just might be named the NFL's MVP real soon, as soon as next weekend prior to the big game. And so Josh Allen, another stellar season, 3,700 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 8 rushing touchdowns. This man, he deserves some more money. You think about what he's being paid. So in 2021, he signed a contract extension. He's making about $43 million a year. Remember this. Dak Prescott signed a contract extension to start the season. He's making $60 million a year. I mean, if we do some simple math and we do some simple performance evaluations, Josh Allen, outside of losing to Patrick Mahomes, he is 7-2 in the postseason. He's not 3-5 like Dak Prescott. You know, you think about a guy like Trevor Lawrence, he's now in the range of 55. Justin Herbert is making more than Josh Allen. And so today were the closing remarks, end of the season remarks from the Buffalo Bills brass. And so not only did we hear from Sean McDermott, we heard from Brandon Bean. Brandon Bean, who is the GM for the Buffalo Bills. And he basically said, yeah, we're going to take a look at paying Josh Allen some more money because at this point, in regards to the marketplace, Josh Allen is underpaid. Listen.
He and I have a great relationship. We talk a lot. When the dust settles, you know, before we're ever really talking to his agent or his agent's calling me, like Josh and I will have those conversations about holistically about the team, things like that. And I'm not saying it will happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. You know, I don't really want to go into that. And I really can't tell you at this point. We haven't even approached that. It's just this season-ending loss. He doesn't even want to talk about it. He's, you know, I don't know if you guys talked to him after, Monday, but he was dejected like all of us. And so there will be a time and place, and not saying we will, but not ruling it out either.
Man, they're going to pay that man. It's going to happen sooner than later. I mean, this is not a dumbass team like the Cowboys, who if they would have taken care of Dak Prescott ahead of time, they wouldn't have to pay him $60 million. They're going to get out ahead of things. They may match that and go ahead and pay him $60 million, and then the clock will reset. You know, there'll be another quarterback when it's time to get paid. Maybe it'll be Mahomes, who says, all right, now I'm making $70 million per. I mean, this guy's contract, and speaking of Mahomes, his contract is so fluid, it's just ridiculous. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I mean, even in the case of Josh Allen, I don't want to say it pays to lose. He had such an amazing regular season. He might be MVP. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the entire game, two or three, pick one. He deserves to get this cash. Robert is calling from Connecticut. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob, what's going on? I mean, I'm calling you, Rob. Oh, my God. JR, I just want to let you know that I went to therapy. I took to your suggestion. Remember you told me a couple of days ago you wanted me to go to therapy?
You found a therapist that fast?
Yeah, well, I took your suggestion. You know, okay. you're one of my favorites, so I have to, you know, stay connected, you know? Yeah.
Was it a good session?
Yes, it was. It was a very good session.
Good.
I got through it. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite sitcom that you used to like to watch? Couldn't wait.
A favorite sitcom? Oh, my God.
Yeah, a funny sitcom like Martin or something like that.
I like The Cosby Show, but we know what happened with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, listen, I want to let you know that, listen, I'm legally blind, so I don't watch a lot of TV, so I always rely on you to give me the full knowledge of what's going on in sports world. So thank you for being my eyes. I enjoy you. You're like my favorite sitcom at night.
Oh, thank you. You know what I did like, and I don't think anybody got canceled here. What was that? Al Bundy. What was that? What was that called?
Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Yeah. I love Married with Children. Oh, my God. Do they still play that? It has
and
to be.
Marriage. Yeah, love, horse and marriage. Yeah. Go together like a horse and carriage.
Okay,
all right,
Rob.
Now, so listen, I have to let you know that I, like I said, I appreciate you. So it's not like I don't have anything else better to do. I just,
please.
I need you people in my life because you help me with my eyesight of being able to visualize what's going on.
No more
explanations.
Okay, go ahead.
So you brought me back. So I'm going to be 60 on Saturday. My birthday's Saturday.
Happy almost birthday. We're running out of time here, by the way. Hurry
real
up.
Quick, though. But what you were talking about with the crushes on the teachers, I still remember my second grade teacher, Malibu High School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Her name was Miss Jenkins. Then I went to high school in Texas, J.L. McCullough High School, and her name was Sharon Tevis, and she was my health teacher.
Oh, boy.
Now, with that being said, the reason why I did call also was the fact that I did not like the fact that they changed the game of baseball with the pitch count. I agree with you on that. I don't even pay attention to baseball anymore. And changing everything is just kind of ruined it. It's too microwave. Everything's microwave today. Well, so, anyways.
The world is microwaved, and it has to fit in with society, Rob. That's the
that's it. JR, listen, I appreciate you, and
thank you.
The therapy session went well. Until my next one, I'll fill you in on the next one, all right, buddy?
I'm going to go find me a therapist, too. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you for
right,
calling
buddy.
From Connecticut. No doubt about it. Hickey, do you have a favorite sitcom?
The Office.
Oh, does that count? Is that a sitcom?
Yeah, it's funny.
Is that really a sitcom?
I laugh. You don't?
I'm trying to. No, I've never seen it before.
Blasphemy.
I don't think it's a sitcom. Is it a sitcom?
What would define, like, is Family Guy a sitcom?
Oh, but, animated sitcom, yeah.
Yeah, but still.
The Office is a sitcom. Yeah,
I would say so.
An American mockumentary sitcom.
Mockumentary.
Yeah, what does a sitcom stand for? Sit-down comedy? Is that what it is?
Situational comedy?
We're about to find out, thanks to Google. A sitcom, a genre of comedy produced for radio and TV that centers on a recurring cast of characters as they navigate humorous situations within a consistent setting, such as a home, workplace, or community. The Office is...
The Office checks every box right there. The definition of a sitcom.
Oh, some I Love Lucy was a sitcom. I love that. I did. The Twilight Zone. I mean, they had that in syndication for like a million years, so I used to watch The Twilight Zone. I like that. But that's not a sitcom. I don't think so.
Anything modern like Curb or?
Never seen that, bro. Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No. Yeah, no.
That's Larry David, right?
That is Larry David. You know, Seinfeld?
I've been told to watch that. No, I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Man, you are killing me.
You've never seen Men in Black.
That doesn't even compare.
Men in Black was a blockbuster movie. You never seen Independence Day.
Seinfeld and Curb are two of the greatest shows in TV history. Plus The Office, three of the greatest shows ever.
Greatest TV show in history was Sopranos. I watched that.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Sopranos and The Wire. I've been there. Hickey, I need realism. I don't need comedy. You got to take me to Baltimore Drugs or Mafia in New Jersey.
Life is too real. You need some comedy in your life.
Well, I'm not stabbing nobody up, so I watch it on TV.
Living vicariously through the mob?
Yeah, I can do comedy here. Not Seinfeld. JR Sportbury Show. Don't move. We'll be back.